the 2nd of July, 2021. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu Peters. So nobody is surprised today when I tell them that yesterday I was suspended from Twitter. The general response is, well, we saw that coming. Think about that. Authoritarian communistic censorship is accepted in America. That's really where we are. The president of the United States was silenced on social media. We remember his Twitter account was deleted. His YouTube was banned. His Facebook obliterated. That's really where we are in America. People are okay with this. Acceptance is poisonous. You understand that? And the more I talk, the more these conspiracy theories come out of this mouth, the more I am vindicated every single day. I said this was coming and it's here. I'm not trying to pat myself on the back. I'm actually quite concerned about it. But Marxism is here. A system where capitalism is broken into two classes. See, there's workers and then there's capitalists. Those that control the corporations exploit workers and then control, in turn, the entire society. When has it ever been acceptable in America for speech to be silenced? Why is this being widely accepted? A guy that you may have seen if you've been around for a while, Chris Skye, he's a Canadian patriot. He's the author of the book Just Say No. And that doesn't sit well with these pseudo-aristocrats. Chris has quite literally been fighting for his right to just speak freely. Warrants were preemptively issued. The predictive crime unit authorizing law enforcement to arrest him. Why? Because the Canadian elites, the communist tyrants that hold these positions of power in that country, heard that he was going to speak at an event. He did not speak, as we've previously covered, but that warrant is still active. Canadian police departments in certain areas will actually arrest Sky, throw him in jail if they come across him, if they see him, if they spot him sneaking around. Because he was going to speak, but didn't. Sky will actually lose his freedom, be taken into custody, jailed for an event that never happened, an event where he was going to speak. An event where he was going to speak against the mandates that target citizens of his country, supposedly free citizens, speaking against these mandates that violate every single natural and civil right of the citizens of Canada. Think about that. If you open your mouth, if you speak an opinion, if you present facts that don't align with the government, we will come after you. We will arrest you. We will jail you. We will take your freedom away from you. We will put you in solitary confinement where God knows what will happen to you. As we have previously discussed on this program, there are over 530 Americans who are still in solitary confinement being held for an event where they did nothing but document. They were ushered in by police. It's a travesty. It's a tragedy. And everybody's just blowing by this. Now, Chris Skye was at Canada Day yesterday, kind of a celebration like Independence Day, the birth of Canada, similar to our 4th of July here in America. A flyer was released with Chris's name on it and his face. It would be safe to assume that 100,000 people were in attendance to hear him speak yesterday. From the videos and the pictures that I have seen, that would be my estimation. Chris went to speak at this event, and once again, he was targeted. These people shut his mic off, not once, but twice. And it's my understanding that Chris had to flee the area once again to avoid arrest. Sky joins us now from his hotel room. Chris, thank you. First, thank you so much for being a brave patriot for Canada, and thank you for being here. So, Americans, Chris, and citizens of other countries around the globe will say, Canada, this guy's in Canada. I mean, what difference does that make to me? Tell us what happened to you yesterday, because I want people to get a real account for this, and we have some footage that we're going to show. But moreover, more importantly, why should global citizens, including here in the United States, prepare for this? What do you see coming? What do you see happening?
Well, you see tyranny coming in, not even in a drip now. It's coming in a full-blown rush. And it's great that you mentioned Donald Trump being silenced, because if they can silence the president of the United States, what do you think they can do to the rest of you? Anything they want. And not only did people not freak out about it, you had a lot of people cheering them on. You had the media cheering on the idea that the government can silence anyone. The media that's supposed to be the arbiter of truth, the arbiter of free speech, is really just a gatekeeper for the government's propaganda. And I was supposed to speak in Ottawa yesterday. The event was organized by another group that's very political. So they had Randy Hillier speaking, Derek Sloan speaking, and Maxime Bernier speaking. And if everybody knows who they are, Randy Hillier was a conservative who got kicked out. Derek Sloan tried to run for the head of the conservatives and lost. And Maxime Bernier is the head of the CCP. All three of them had basically jumped on the coattails of the freedom movement and used it as an opportunity to push their own political interests. And to me, that's disgusting because this movement has nothing to do with politics. This has to do with rights and freedoms. And it doesn't matter what your political affiliation, religion, etc. is. These people go to this event and they try to hijack the event that's supposed to be about Canada Day and Canadians and all the rights and freedoms that we enjoy that are being taken away from us. And they tried to turn it into this political event. And they even tried to destroy Canada Day in general. A few days ago, they released some graves of Indigenous natives. And they tried to make this movement, don't celebrate Canada Day. In fact, cancel Canada Day and just wear an orange shirt to show solidarity for the natives. Because in Canada, we're so racist and we're all about systemic racism. And we shouldn't be able to celebrate our national identity because they found some dead natives that were killed decades and decades ago that had nothing to do with anybody here. They did it because they wanted to divide the people. They want to destroy the national identity. They want to destroy Canada. So they have to make people hate the idea of Canada. Can you imagine telling Americans not to celebrate Independence Day?
Yes.
Or to be ashamed of celebrating Independence Day?
Yes,
that was the message. That was the entire message throughout Canada. Be ashamed of Canada. Do not celebrate Canada Day. In fact, if you do go out to celebrate Canada Day, celebrate the idea that Canada sucks. That's what our government told us. So I was like, screw that. I want to go here. I want to show solidarity. I want to tell everybody that the natives and that the Indigenous are part of Canada, just like everybody else. And we need to come together in unity to get through this. That was my message. And that's what I like to talk about. I like to talk about unity. I like to talk about united noncompliance to the tyranny. These politicians wanted to talk about themselves and their campaigns and all the false promises they made. Their organizers told me I had a spot to speak. They put me on the flyer. They did that on purpose because they knew.
Just hold on a second. Before you get into what happened there, I just want everybody to really draw the parallels here. Okay, Chris just asked the question, can you imagine Americans being told that they cannot celebrate Independence Day? Now, I don't know how widely our media is disseminated in Canada, but that exact thing is happening right now.
Yep.
That exact thing is happening. So, if you're listening and you're in America, if you're listening and you're in Australia, if you're in the UK, no matter where you are, listen to these words. I mean, this is synonymous with what's happening here. If you don't get vaccinated, if you don't obey, if we don't reach a certain threshold of inoculations, if you're not a good boy, if you're not a good girl, we might just cancel Independence Day. And that has been the threat from Joe Biden, from this installed regime since he first took office. Since he first stole the presidency, since the globalists and this cabal, this deep state, stole it on his behalf and propped him up as the puppet that they now control. Who? The Rothschilds. Who? Soros. Who? The elites around the world, corporations that own this man, are telling you that if you don't obey, they will cancel your celebration of our country's independence. This very thing is happening in Canada. Think about that. Okay, take us to yesterday.
Well, it's even happening it's even happening in America. Joe Biden is holding Americans hostage. He said, get vaccinated or you're wearing masks forever.
That's right.
It's the same exact thing. They basically say, do exactly what we say, or we're going to take this, this, and this from you. It's no different than a parent disciplining a child.
That's ridiculous.
Canadians and Americans are being held hostage in their own countries. We're being turned into prisoners in our own countries. So I showed up yesterday at Canada Day to speak, and they told me I had a speaking spot. So I got there. And I'm on conditions in Ontario where I cannot violate an emergency order or they can arrest me as a breach of my conditions, which is a hefty criminal charge. Thankfully, our stay at home order is rescinded as of like June 16th. So now we're actually allowed to go outside, but we're not allowed into huge crowds. So I went to the Supreme Court and I made sure that I just went right on the steps where it wasn't crowded. I was on a stage. So I had all my checks and I had all my balances covered, so they couldn't do anything to me. So I went to go talk to these politicians to ask when I was going to be allowed to speak. And then all of a sudden they acted like I wasn't supposed to be there because I'm on charges in the media that I'm not good enough to speak at these kind of events anymore. Isn't that awesome that a media can just put a charge on you and now all of a sudden you're no longer allowed at these events because they said so and everybody else is just supposed to listen?
And I mean,
so
I don't want people to think that this is a pat on the back. This isn't me propping you up by any sense of the word. I'm just factually here. If you had not been on that flyer, if your face, if your name had not been on that flyer, 100,000 people certainly would not have shown up. I mean,
definitely not. That's the entire point. They put me on the flyer. They didn't list any of the other speakers on the flyer. Why? Because people aren't there to listen to Randy Hillier or the entire list of speakers they had that nobody's ever heard of or even wants to listen to. The vast majority of people were there to see me.
Okay, so
I told the organizers. Pardon?
So then what happened?
I told the organizers in advance, I go, I already see where this is going. I know how politicians are. I know they're self-serving. I know they only care about their own interests and they don't really care about the people. So I saw it coming from a mile away before I showed up. And I warned them in advance. I said, if you use me to bring all those people there and then you try to stop me from speaking or relegate me to some inconsequential speaking act, I will go up on stage and I will ask the people if they want me to speak and I will take over your event. And not only will it embarrass you, it'll expose you as the controlled opposition you are. So those are your choices. Either I come there and we work together, or if you work against me, I will absolutely destroy you in the public eye. That's exactly what I told them. Then when I went there, they tried telling me, oh, we're going to let you speak at the end. You're going to get to do a shout out. I said, excuse me, I have a very important message that people want to hear. I'm not just going to do a shout out. I'm going to do my speaking. And they tried to tell me that that wasn't going to happen now at this point. They even went over to the RCMP and tried to say, here's Chris Skye. He's breaking his emergency order. Arrest him. And you actually saw the RCMP start to conglomerate, and they brought him back up and everything. There was over 30 RCMP officers there. And they thought now they had me. I was still on the stage. I'm like, I'm not going anywhere. And I told them exactly what I was going to do. I said, if you don't let me speak right now, I'm going to go up there with a megaphone. And I'm going to ask the crowd. They tried to stop me physically, literally grabbed me, pushing me. Randy Hillier, the supposed politician, walked over to me, bumped me with his fat stomach, and told me to go F myself. These are the politicians that are pretending to be on the people's side. I got pissed off. I grabbed the megaphone. I went up to the top of the Supreme Court, and they tried to have people playing music to drown me out. And I went with a megaphone, and I asked the crowd, do you want me to speak? And the crowd started chanting, let Chris speak, until they allowed me to speak. I went up. I started doing my speech. It was a great one. It was, everyone can watch it. It was live and there's so many people recording it. About halfway through, they just cut my mic and they got a choir to start singing. And then the internet tried saying that I cut off a children's choir to try to speak. In reality, I was speaking and they just cut my mic and got this choir to start singing. The audience got so upset that they started booing and cheering and screaming until they stopped singing and turned my mic back on. Now they're trying to twist it on the internet to say that I tried to stop children from singing so I could speak. They try to turn everything to make me look like this bad, violent person. In reality, I was there to speak. I told them I was going to take my speaking spot. They tried not to give it to me. I took it. After I spoke, I literally had to flee the event. In a car with people helping me get out of there because the cops were waiting and they obviously were going to arrest me. If that wasn't bad enough, we started walking around the city after just to enjoy ourselves because it was Canada Day and there's literally people everywhere. We had a group of about 10 or 12 of us just walking around. We had about 30 police officers follow us all around Ottawa everywhere we went. So finally, when we went to go to a restaurant, they showed up there with about 30 cops, paddy wagons, all this firepower and manpower. Why? Because we were walking down the street. In the end, they never arrested me. They just tried to intimidate me. They were following us around. But this is the kind of stuff I got to put up with every single day just to try to speak to you, just to try to let you know what's going on. And we have our own so-called political aspect that's a part of the freedom movement here in Canada. And they're trying to silence the most prominent voice of the freedom movement. And if you heard their speeches, they weren't talking about restrictions. They weren't talking about lockdown. They weren't talking about how we get out of this. They were paying lip service to the people. They were promoting themselves and they were pushing their own political interests, just like any other politician. And they blow like the wind, wherever it needs to go.
Now, during your speech yesterday, I was watching watching live on Twitch. It was a phenomenal speech, and I want to get to one specific part of that in a second. But I just want to clear the record because you're here. So we don't really care what the internet is saying. We see what the internet says about me. Tucker Carlson is an American journalist and quite possibly the strongest mainstream voice for the conservative movement. And he speculated with reasonable circumstantial evidence to do so that the government is using assets to spy on him also.
Oh, for sure they are. They use assets to spy on me. They're using assets to spy on him.
Yeah. So anyways, just to clear up the record here, Chris Sky, you're there speaking to relieve the people, the mandate, specifically children, from these overreaching inoculations, masking, restrictions of movement, distance learning, that kind of thing. You don't hate children. It's my perception that you don't hate children, but yet you're that you're fighting for children. Would you just clear it up? Did you interrupt the kids? Did you purposefully interrupt singing children so that you could speak?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
They actually just cut my mic and then they got the children to speak for the optics.
Yes.
You think they did that by accident?
No.
You think they cut my mic and then they chose to let the children speak right after that? No, they did that on purpose. So when people watch, they can just get the part of the children's singing. They don't show the first part where they cut my mic and then start the children singing.
Yeah.
They just show me on the stage with a mic, children singing, the crowd start going crazy and then letting me talk.
Right.
And it looks like I got the crowd to yell and scream at the kids singing so I can speak.
And it's a ridiculous question, but you know, I operate with a certain journalistic integrity, if you will. So it's my job to just make sure that I have you officially address that.
That's ridiculous.
Ridiculous question. Ridiculous notion. Ridiculous posts on the internet. We know that you didn't do that.
No, okay, I was signing autographs for children all day, giving out free hats, free shirts, free books to all the kids. There are videos of this everywhere. This is all about the kids.
Correct.
We're doing this for the future of the children.
That's right.
Because in their future, if you saw, they made a big announcement yesterday. They're banning all gas-powered cars in Canada by 2035. You're not even going to be allowed to drive anymore.
Okay, the point of your interview that your speech. The point of your speech where I got really drawn in is when you describe people as being little blips on a screen, able to be shut off with a switch.
Yeah.
I couldn't have articulated that better myself. That is absolutely the best explanation I believe that I have to this date heard about what the globalist initiative is. Explain this.
Well, it's scary because it's literally accurate. They want to get you in a position where they have so much control over you. You are so irrelevant, so insignificant that you're literally just a barcode on a screen. What do I mean by that? Once you have a vaccine passport that nullified your rights and freedoms, once you have a digital currency so they can track, trace, tax, and approve every transaction that you have to make, once you have a digital identity that ties all these to the information grid online, they now have you as a little blip on a screen, and it says your vaccination status, it says your social credit score status, it says your bank account status. And all they need to do is see a picture of you with me, and Stu Peter just took a picture with Chris Sky and posted it online. Boom, they flip a switch. Now all of a sudden your digital wallet doesn't work. You can't access your bank account. You can't go to work. You can't travel. You can't do anything. You're literally shut off from society. And that's what they want. They want the power to literally be able to push a button or flip a switch and boom, you're canceled, or boom, you're killed, or boom, you're just out of society. That's what they are setting up. A control grid so corrupt, so tyrannical, and so technologically advanced that not only can they monitor everything you do in real time, know everything you're going to do, know everything you want to do, they can prevent you from doing it in real time.
Yeah, you're right. My intern boy just said in my ear, the Matrix again. This is exactly right. They told us that they were going to do this. Hollywood has been sending us signals for a very long time. I mean, look at, we're talking about the red pill. And, you know, do you want to be awake to what's happening, or do you just want to live in this ignorant bliss where, yeah, the steak tastes good, the wine is great, I don't care if it's real or fake, it doesn't matter to me. And speaking of fake meat, they're actually engineering that. We told you that they were going to do that. You told me I was a conspiracy theorist. And look, once again, see, I'm running out of conspiracy theories, Chris, because they're all coming true. But remember that point in the Matrix where they would actually unplug you from the chair that you were sitting in and you would be instantly dead. That's what they're going to do here. They're physically going to unplug you. And to think about that, I mean, everything that you work for, your money, your savings, the things that you need to buy for necessity, you know, the ability to communicate with people, your digital wallet, your digital existence, everything about you will be 100% digital, even your relationships. Will become digital, which is why they're trying to separate you, cover your face when you're out in public, and then keep you in small groups so that you have to be digitally connected. I mean, these things are absolutely 100% the devil, the enemy, and they're using them against us. But people don't really believe this. This is, people are going to say, you guys are nuts. You guys are crazy. What do you mean they're going to unplug us? And they don't believe me when I say that it is the intent of these people to literally squash you, to steal every single freedom, individual liberty that you were ever promised. That is all a fake, phony facade. That is not indeed true, but you yet have the illusion of freedom. You don't have true freedom. Am I right?
Not even close. You don't have any freedom, and it gets worse every day. And now they're so worried about people like me telling you the truth and you telling people the truth. In Canada, they have Bill C-36 that they pass in the middle of the night. It just has to beat the Senate now, which allows the government to control every single post online. And it makes social media companies responsible for things that individual users post. So it puts the onus on the social media companies to censor. You think it's getting censored now? It's going to get censored a million times more when C-36 passes. And if that wasn't bad enough to quell your free speech, they're passing Bill C-10 next. Bill C-10 is a government's wet dream. It allows the government to put you under house arrest, put a $20,000 fine on you, limit your movements just because somebody complains about something you said online. So if you say something that offended somebody and that person calls 911 or calls the government and says, Chris Sky's comment gave me anxiety for 3 days straight. I even cut myself. All of a sudden, I'll get a phone call from the secret police. My internet will be taken. I'll have a $20,000 fine and I'll be under house arrest until I can prove my innocence for this so-called hate crime of offending somebody.
So what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
What am I doing? I'm meeting with a lawyer on July 5th to figure out how to get myself into the United States because my wife is actually an American citizen and I want to keep my options open because I still believe that Canada will get through this. We will win. The truth always rises and tyranny always loses. But Canadians are so apathetic, so weakened, and so compliant that I tell them this. I go, the longer it takes for you to fight back, the more you're going to suffer, the more you're going to sacrifice, the more of your children's future is going to disappear right before your eyes. So I believe that Canada is going to go through a huge period of suffering and a big period of awakening before it can get better. And I don't know if I want to be around here, stuck here for that. So I want my options to be open so I can go around the world if need be, because I don't want to spend another year in Canada where we're locked down on a stay-at-home order from November to July. I'm sorry, I'm just not going to do it. And if Canadians don't step up and Canadians don't understand what's going on, then I have no problem leaving them here to their own devices because they seem to be very happy with what's going on because they're not standing up for themselves.
What about this? What about a run for prime minister? What about just taking this whole thing on yourself?
I can't believe you guys said that. Between you, Z, Aaron, and the hundreds of people that said that to me yesterday, you guys are blowing up my head. I have like 1,000 jobs in my head that I could just bang off before wanting to be prime minister. That's not even on my list. That's not even in my foresight. Would I do a better job than Trudeau? Obviously. Would I actually hold people accountable? Obviously. Would I want to be in that position and have that responsibility? Absolutely not. Why would I? I want to be able to live my life as a Canadian. However, if Canada stepped up and millions of Canadians said, we really need Chris Sky to be PM, I wouldn't say no in that case. I wouldn't just say no. That would be one case where I'd be like, fine, I'll help you guys out. If they showed me that kind of support, I would go to bat for Canadians. I would put, I already have put my life on the line for Canadians, but they're not showing me the support we need. I when I go to events, I get support. When I was walking around Ottawa last night at 1-2 in the morning, we couldn't even walk five steps without somebody wanting to come take a picture, saying they support me, saying they appreciate what I'm doing, congratulating me, etc. The problem is, out of 100 of those people, 99 of them are still going to go to a store with a mask on tomorrow. They're still going to comply with all the dictates. And these are the people that support me. So imagine the people that don't support me. That's the problem with Canadians. They're all talk and no action. And that's why we're locked down. In Ontario, Toronto, we're the only city in all of North America that can't eat in a restaurant. The only one. And if you look globally, there's like five. We're like one of five places in the entire world that can't go out for dinner or lunch. And we're supposed to be a free country, a free democratic nation for the people. It's disgusting. And Canadians still haven't stepped up. Canadians still haven't said this is bad. And the only thing I think that's going to wake Canadians up is the fake opening. Because right now everybody's lulled into submission because they told them, oh, you got your vaccine. So now we're going to open up. We're even going to let you take off your mask. Guess what? Now they're already talking about Delta variants. Now they already introduced the so-called Delta Plus variant. And what are they telling you? It's resistant to antibodies. That's another way of saying it's resistant to the vaccine. But they don't want to say that because then people might not rush out and get a vaccine. So what they're going to do is they're going to keep us open for all summer so Calgary can do their events like the Calgary Stampede and make all their money. Then in September, they're going to use these international events as the reason why cases are going up and the reason we have these new variants. And when all these vaccinated people start getting sick in the fall, they're going to lock everybody down again, including the vaccinated. You're going to have to put your mask back on. You're going to have all the restrictions. And then to try to stop the vaccinated people from revolting, they're going to blame the non-vaccinated people. They're going to say the non-vaccinated people are the reason the variants mutated and evolved, and that's why the vaccine no longer works. In reality, it's the exact opposite. The only way a virus is going to mutate and evolve is because of the vaccine. Because if it doesn't mutate and evolve, it's going to die. So when you inoculate millions and millions of people with a vaccine that they already acknowledge is not even effective at preventing you from getting the disease or passing it on, that is the breeding ground for all these new variants. And if anybody looks in the news, the variants never even existed until vaccination started. The first variant was the UK variant. The UK was the first country to start vaccinating. This is not a coincidence, ladies and gentlemen. So I believe and I hope that once Canadians find out that their jab didn't help them, just like the video I posted. I made a video in September 2020 and I predicted all of this. I posted it again on Twitter 2 days ago. It's got almost 1 million views on my Twitter in 2 days. That's how viral it went, because every single thing I talked about about a year ago not only happened, but happened exactly as I said. So it's going to continue happening exactly as I said. And people think it's over. And no, it's not. Now they're already talking about the digital currency that we warned about. Canada's running propaganda saying how dirty our money is.
This is a way to continue to shut you off the switch, to shut off your digital.
Imagine that there's no more cash.
I got to get going here because I'm running up against a hard break. But final word real quick, 30 seconds.
Final word, ladies and gentlemen, do not give in to the tyranny. Do not listen to politicians that are promising false solutions. The only way out of this is united non-compliance. Everybody coming together, regardless of their differences, regardless of all the ways they try to divide us, and standing up for our rights and freedoms as Canadians, Americans, and global citizens. When everybody comes together and just say no, then they can't do anything but listen to you, and they can't do anything but what the people tell them to do. So please, learn what's going on. Go to realchrissky.com, my website, grab the book, Just Say No, read it, make a review, post it on your social media, tell others how to get it. Because when millions of people read this book and inform themselves, we can spark a national conversation at the international level, at the highest echelons of government, and we can finally get to the bottom of this, get out of this, and hold these people accountable before this can go any further. Because if we don't act now, it doesn't stop with the vaccine passport. It goes to digital currency. It goes to social credit score. It goes to full-blown
They're
going to
cut
tyranny.
Me off here. They're going to cut me off, not because of censorship, but because we got to pay the bills. Chris Sky, get his book. Just Say No. You can get it at realchrissky.com. The Stu Peters Show will be back right after this. an absolutely amazing patriot. Get his book, by the way, Just Say No. You can get it at realchrissky.com. They're trying to come at you in absolutely every single way that they can. They're magnetizing your meat. Chemtrails in the sky, this bioweapon being referred to as a vaccine, falsely being referred to as a vaccine. Everything is on purpose designed to make sure that everybody is on the very grid that Chris just talked about. Call me a conspiracy theorist. I don't even care anymore. I will take that, and they will come after your water as well. Our bodies are made up of about 75% water. I would say that the water that we are consuming would probably be very important, not only for you, but for your kids as well, which is why you need to be sure that you are drinking water that is free and clear, void of any of these toxins, poisons, nanotechnology, or anything else that they are trying to insert into your water as you are unsuspecting and just trying to hydrate. Bottled water, they're going to do the same thing. Tap water, of course they're doing that at your treatment plants. This reverse osmosis stuff, it doesn't work, and the proof is in the pudding at AmericaFirstWater.com. Get over to AmericaFirstWater.com right now. Ensure that you and your kids, that your family, the loved ones, everybody that is filling their body that is consisting of 75% water. By the way, your body, 75% water. It is very important, folks. Get to AmericaFirstWater.com right now. Do the research on your own. All the information is there at AmericaFirstWater.com. Quite an interesting theory from Chris Sky, the digital wallet, the digital existence that the globalists are able to just shut off with the flip of a switch. Joining us now is financial expert Carlos Cortez. He is the founder and CEO at Cortez Wealth Management. He's an independent fiduciary and a Stu Peter Show contributor. Is this something that we should be concerned about? I mean, we have talked about this blockchain technology. We have talked about cryptocurrency. Everything seems to be moving digital. When I go to the store, I just hold my phone up next to the reader and I pay. That can be flipped off with a switch. I mean, there's no question about it. I don't know who, the developer, somebody, but that is a controlling and a manipulative device that could obviously, although it was introduced for good and convenience, can certainly be weaponized against us. Is this where we're heading?
You know, apologize if you hear crazy wind gusts in the back. We have Elsa coming over here, so I don't know. I need to be singing "Let It Go, Let It Go." but when it comes to blockchain, it is not sectioned off just for the financial industry or even in Bitcoin for that matter. We have I think we spoke about this, but the cannabis industry has hired blockchain to determine if there's oregano in the cannabis when they send it off. The government is wanting to use, there's a patent right now as we speak for blockchain on our voting process. There's a blockchain in the dog food industry. A lot of these organic dog food companies have fraudulent fillers in what is sold as organic. So there has to be a process to do compliance when it comes to health and makeup beauty products, to marijuana products, to weight loss pills. How many times have we bought weight loss pills and they never worked, right? And so they use blockchain technology to control and have a compliant set of parameters and have a, I mean, think of internet and CRM made a baby, it would be blockchain. Blockchain is going to be bigger than the World Wide Web, Stu. It's going to be bigger than a World Wide Web. Banks are going to run off blockchain technology one day. Can they cut it off? Absolutely, they can cut it off. I mean, everything is game right now. I mean, as we turn into what Revelations and the scripture says, as we turn into the Revelations, the Bible says we will have a one world government. We have a one world currency. I can't say if it's Bitcoin, Ethereum, or XRP, or whatever, or Dogecoin, but we know it's going to be a digital coin of some sort. So, yes, the government could use that to our detriment and really try to control us.
Yeah, it's quite a scary thought. I want to talk to you a little bit about this market manipulation. The jobs report came out, and it doesn't really matter what report comes out, whether it looks good or whether it looks bad. The market continues to go up, up, up. I'm no financial expert. You are. Does this make sense to you?
No, it doesn't. I mean, it's like the fundamentals. I mean, back in February when I bought Apple personally, I bought some call options and Apple beat estimated earnings and I still lost money because the stock didn't go up. It actually stayed stagnant. It went down. How does that happen? How does that happen? Well, look at AMC earlier this year. Look at Nokia. Look at GameStop. It's just, or even Dogecoin for that matter. It's just the fundamentals and technical analysis are out the window these days. I think personally, Stu, they're trying to boost this economy to smear a Trump running in 2024. Think about what Trump was good at. What was he known for? He was one for his capitalist mindset. He's known for his job. He's known for his economy. And you take that away from him and give it to Joe Biden or Kamala, whoever's trying to run. I mean, that is a obvious play. And then we use the injection of the financial jab to rebuild the economy. Now Joe Biden looks amazing. And maybe he wins some Faye Weather friends on the right-hand side that go left because we have our economy and we quote unquote have jobs. So this is all a facade, I feel, market manipulation. You just need an advisor that knows what he's doing, that's competent, that understands the New World Order and the Bilderberg Group and the Luciferian agenda and protect your money.
So, everybody says what goes up must come down.
Sure.
So do you think that this thing is just going to continue to go up, up, up over the next however long it is that this regime is allowed to remain in office? We don't even really know if he's there. I mean, anybody could speculate anything. There's all kinds of different conspiracy theories regarding the legitimacy of this presidency. I obviously call it into question every single day on this program.
You and I both.
Not talking about that specifically, but however long he's able to remain there, however long this regime, whatever this facade is that we're looking at, is there, and that at least the illusion is that these are the people that are in control of our country, do you think this thing just continues to go up, or is there going to be this booming crash like the condos in Surfside?
Oh, man. God rest those souls, man. That's terrible. That's not too far from me. I honestly, and you're not going to like this answers, our listeners are not going to like the answers, but we speak truth on this network. And I think the market would just continue to rise because of the technology that Joe Biden wants to push on down people's throat because of the FANG stops and because of the vaccine. The vaccine is opening up the economy as counties and cities and municipalities grow. Real estate will continue to rise. And unfortunately, what they can do is all this will come into a massive bomb and it will come down. I just don't know if it's going to be under a Biden presidency. Or maybe Trump wins and they smash the economy to try to make him look bad again. But they will definitely inflate this market.
Which is actually needed. I mean, it has to come down. But then, yes, they will, to the layperson, they'll point the finger at the numbers and they will say, look, he's back and look at what happened. Final thing here I got to get to before I let you go.
Yes, sir.
I was having a conversation at the baseball field the other day. My son was allowed to go out with the amateur team. It was really quite the spectacle. It was a great deal for him. This is all about our kids. We're there for our kids. Make time for your kids, by the way. And so while I was there, I was having a conversation in the stands with somebody who said, wow, you have a really nice truck. I really like your truck. I drive a 3/4 ton Chevy HD. He said, you can't find these things anywhere. I, as a matter of fact, got a phone call from the dealership where I purchased my truck just several months ago.
I know where you're going at.
Would you please bring it back? We will actually pay you more for your truck than you paid for it, to the tune of $9,000. But then again, I have to replace my truck when you go out and try to, you can't find these trucks. The same thing with the housing market. People like you alluded to on the program the other day are going to try to sell their houses, take advantage of that. But then what are they going to replace it with? Then they're going to go rent. Things are going to continue to go up. We make America renters again. Going to the automobile circuit and to the housing circuit, these are things that we need. We need a roof over our head and we need a way to get around. Right. What do you make of all of this?
Well, first and foremost, my wife, I've been trying to find a truck for my wife. We have a Suburban for our kids, but she, and I found out about this about a year ago during COVID, they're building the trucks. Speaking of trucks, they're building the trucks, but they can't get the semiconductors for the chips to install the electronics. And that's because a lot of them come from China. And so the semiconductor industry has really, really taken a toll. I mean, there's thousands of Escalades and Yukon XLs, Denalis sitting in plants right now, fully built with no electronics because we can't get semiconductors. And so when you have a used car, the dealership makes more money on the used car sales There's about 50% more markup on a used car than a new car. So what they're doing is, Stu, in your situation, they're paying you to pay off your car and hopefully, you know, buy a new car if they have one, or put you in another used car.
Or put me in a cycle gas power or an electric powered thing, which then, of course, when you have like in California where they're urging everybody to shut down their electricity. But hold on a minute. I drive an electric car. So you told me to drive this electric car, but now you want me to shut off my electricity so I can't get around. This is exactly matching up to complete subservience and total control. They're going to cut me off here. I got to go. Final words real quick.
And with the real estate deal, I know I spoke last few days on it. Clients are just scared about the real estate market here, especially in Florida. They want to sell their homes and everybody's buying them and they just want to put their money in the bank and wait for the market to crash.
Yeah. I mean,
this is a product of a 2008 situation.
Yeah.
Here in Florida, we got hit bad, like California, Arizona. We're a top five states that got hit bad.
And it's being hit everywhere. It's going to be a tidal wave. It's going to move across the nation. They're going to hit you where it hurts. They're going to take your finances. Do business with an independent fiduciary that cares about you. Go to CortezWM.com. Again, that's CortezWM.com, home of the America First Retirement Plan, which you can also visit AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com and sign up for the free classes that Carlos Cortez is doing for patriots that he loves and cares about. That's AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Use the password Cortez to sign up for the classes. Thank you so much. We'll see you soon. Stu Peters Show continues.
Thanks,
right after this. Go nowhere. Interesting perspectives all over the place from Chris Sky and then Carlos Cortez. They're trying to put you into this bubble, this little isolated shell that has one main power line coming in and out of it. And on the end of that power line is the switch. And that is where the globalists sit. And they can decide if they don't like you, if what you say doesn't fit their narrative, if you are presenting any resistance at all whatsoever, well, that's no problem. All we have to do is flip this switch. Boom. Your transportation, the roof over your head, your social interaction, your wallet is all flipped off. They can delete you. They can cancel you. That is actually where we are heading if we do not unite and resist. A billion people around the world have to just say no, as Chris Sky says. Unbelievable. I saw a comment on the Rumble channel. Socks, what a great idea. Absolutely, because now you can step on these snakes all day long. Steponsocks.com. Go there right now. A three-pack, just $17.76. Knew you would love that number. Red, white, and blue. Knew you would love that. A three-pack for just $17.76. These are 100% Patriot designed, 100% cotton socks with the names of all of the globalists written right on the bottom. So you can step on these snakes all day long. Yes, a pair of socks will give you a sense of satisfaction. I promise. They're also a great conversation piece. When you kick your shoes off or put your feet up or just proudly display them in any environment and people will go, what is that? And then they'll look closely at them and they will see that you are not a sheeple, but that in fact you are stepping on the snakes that are trying to stomp you out, trying to steal your liberty, trying to steal your freedom, trying to shred this Constitution. Don't let them do it. Show the whole world that you're stepping on these snakes. It makes a great gift. People love these things. And also a great anonymous package to that liberal indoctrinator on Teacher's Day. You can send them to your son or your daughter's teacher. It'll make a great gift. Or the liberal in your neighborhood that hates how big your flag is. I have one of those. Send them an anonymous package, a care package. Step on the snakes all day long, plus the Trader Joe version and Step on Fake News available right now. Step on Socks is diversifying. And so, of course, they have silver flags, all kinds of stuff over there. Get over there right now. Steponsocks.com. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you when you go to steponsocks.com. This is absolutely crazy. I mean, we're living in a time where nobody does their own research. The research, the extent that they will go to is, oh, I trust this guy because he's wearing a lab coat. Oh, I trust this woman because she's wearing scrubs. These people work at the pharmacy, so they know better. They tell me, oh, yeah. Do your research. I'm telling you, you have to do a little bit of digging because your entire life is at stake. Not only that, but the entire future of your family, especially if you're planning on having kids or if you're pregnant now. Deanna Lorraine joins us. She is the best-selling author, for a reason, of the book Taking Back America. You can find that book at DeannaLorraine.com. These studies are all over the place. The one that you want to talk about here today, particularly scary.
Yeah, absolutely. So the latest study actually shows, and of course the mainstream media will not talk about it or they'll obfuscate the results, but the latest study shows that 82% of women who were pregnant who got the vaccine that were studied had spontaneous abortions, aka miscarriages. Now, if that's frightening. I mean, that's 4 out of 5 women are getting miscarriages after getting the vaccine.
Now, Right Wing Watch and Howard Stern brought this to the attention of all of their followers and said, no, that's not true. This is conspiracy. Right. To them, you say what?
It's funny. It's funny that they just talked about that, saying, oh, Deanna Lorraine says that there's spontaneous abortions with vaccine. And then we just have this study come out. And this was quoted from LifeSite News, The High Wire with Del Bigtree, and Natural News. So there are three different sources that quote this, but it is from a study that's published entitled Preliminary Findings of mRNA COVID-19 Vaccines and Safety in Pregnant Persons. And apparently 82%, and again, they're obfuscating the data here. So they're concluding the study saying, oh, you know, and the study concludes that it's perfectly safe in pregnant women with the vaccines. So you have to dig into it a little bit more. And these sources got individual separate scientists to look at the data, because it doesn't look right. You have to look into it to understand, oh, this is obfuscated. This is intentional obfuscated to make it seem like it's a small sample, when really it's 82% of women, which is a huge sample. And that shouldn't surprise you too much, because for the dawn of age, how often do we see pregnant people? You're not even supposed to take Advil, Tylenol. You're not supposed to smoke or drink alcohol. So what makes you think that it's common sense to have a vaccine, a untested vaccine with lots of different additives in it and chemicals in it, into your body pregnant?
I'm just going to say this. My producers have warned me not to go with this yet, but I'm going to. I have been talking to a person that works at an OBGYN clinic. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to display it because some of this stuff has not been redacted yet. There is a doctor in our country, and if there are one, there are many.
Yeah.
This doctor is arbitrarily ordering, without the consent or knowledge of pregnant women, this inoculation blanketly across every single person, every single newly impregnated woman that he is going to see. This person is ordering this jab for, without their knowledge or consent. They are going in for preliminary testing. They are going in to see their baby, possibly. They are going in to confirm their pregnancy. They are going in to get prescribed prenatals and things like that, get their whatever other injections, and then this will be included. How many of them will never know? How many of them will have miscarriages? Furthermore, there is a doctor here in the state of Minnesota, an honest and brave one, not brave enough because he won't come on the program. You know who you are, and you should come on the program. This person had originally inoculated 4 pregnant women against his better judgment, but they wanted it. All 4 of them had miscarriages. He will now no longer do it. He says, if you want that, then you got to go see a different OBGYN. I have heard another story from a different state in the country. Same thing. You doctors need to brave up. You need to man up and come forward, and no blurring of your speech or face. You need to come right out in the wide open. And I mean, for God's sakes, we're talking about humanity. We're talking about unborn children.
Right. Exactly. And I personally know one of my cousins is pregnant, and her doctor pushed the vaccine on her. She's not as conservative as we are. She got the vaccine, and her doctor still orders her not to be around unvaccinated family members or friends, and has scared her into getting the vaccine. And I will just tell you this. I mean, we talk about depopulation, et cetera, and why they're pushing this vaccine so much when they know that it's causing miscarriages and it's causing stillborns. And it's obviously, it's no surprise that it's causing stillborns. They say it's perfectly safe and healthy, but how do they know? Because of the time when they release the vaccine, it hasn't even been 9 months. Nobody's fully carried this to term yet. They released it in January or late December. No one has gone through a full term pregnancy yet when they got it at first, in the first trimester. But we'll also add to this, and I know your viewers can handle this tough talk because you guys are honest, but when I took a little trip last month, I was telling you about, with a couple of my liberal friends last month for a weekend, we were in close quarters. They had all been vaccinated, and I'm the only one that hadn't been vaccinated. And it's a mistake that I'll never make again in my life, but I missed my period. And sorry, earmuffs, but I missed my period and I haven't received it since. I'm freaking out a little bit. I'm scared because could I be infertile now? The vaccine shedding is real. It's causing lots of different side effects, including missed periods in women, infertility, early menopause in women in their 30s. And now I've experienced it firsthand and I need to protect myself. I'm no longer going to be around vaccinated women. Because I need to care about my fertility and I want children someday.
And I know that you're not suggesting this, but this is, I want to be perfectly clear of my position on this. This is not a liberal versus conservative, Republican versus Democrat, black versus white, American versus immigrant. This is not those issues. This is a humanity issue. This vaccine does not see color. It does not see religion. It does not see political affiliation, race, gender, or any of the above.
Correct.
This thing is equally as harmful to every single person that is pressured or coerced into taking this thing. And Dr. Jane Ruby will be here on Monday or Tuesday to talk more about these pilots. We have an unprecedented amount of pilots coming forward. I mean, these people are emailing me. It is absolutely scary what is going on. And if you look at who owns all of these major airlines, who their primary investors are, who stands to gain what money, and they have a captive audience there. These people are all part of a union. The pilots, maybe not so much the flight attendants, but these pilots are all part of a union, and they can use the strong hammer of the union. We have seen that unions originally, as they were put into place, were meant to protect good workers. As anything meant for good, they can be weaponized against you, and unions now protect really crappy low-level workers, and they are also used as a power grab. Marxists, what they do is they control workers. There's the capitalists, there's the workers. The capitalists control the workers and then ultimately control society. That is what these people are trying to do. They don't care how many planes fall from the sky. They don't care how many hundreds of people are on them. They don't care about missed pregnancies or abortions or miscarriages, because they push for these things. They put these clinics right in the hood and offer people actual money. And when we're talking about Howard Stern, this is coming from the guy who allegedly took his ex's aborted baby in a jar into the studio and like laughed jokes about it. I mean, made jokes about this. So consider the source. Do your own research. And doing your research does not mean asking the guy in the lab coat, for crying out loud. We're running out of time here. And so before we do, I want to get to this. You have some information about a transgender on the main stage now.
Yeah, I was just going to say, too, to end this week off, because we just concluded National Pride Month and we survived that. But a biological male just won the Miss Nevada USA contest this week and the Miss Silver State competition this week. And everyone's calling it stunning and courageous that she won. What a milestone. She made history. But she's not a she, first of all. It's a he. He has a penis. And once again, another man has taken an award that was supposed to be recognized for a woman. How many more men have to claim women's awards for women have to say it? Say, you know what? This isn't fair. This isn't right. What happened to women's rights? What happened to women competing in sports and having it be fair? Aren't we setting women back decades by this? This is just another man competing in a woman's sport.
They're trying to take everything away from women. They're trying to take away everything from women. Their ability to work, their ability to run things, their ability to do anything on their own. These are participation trophies. They're killing your babies. They're making you infertile, so you can't even be a mom anymore. And now you cannot enter a women's pageant or competition or a sporting event, for that matter, without the threat of some man coming in pretending to be a woman. You can't go to the bathroom in solace and peace, for crying out loud. You can't send your daughter into the women's restroom to use the restroom without having to worry about them being peeped on or assaulted. Rapes will come of this, I promise you. Deanna Lorraine, she joins us every single day. She's a Stu Peters Show contributor for Shots Fired. Make sure to get her book, Taking Back America. Right on the other side of the break, some very important information as the Stu Peters Show continues. Go nowhere. It's all part of the plan. Silence women, silence men, make men into feminist women, allow them then to compete amongst women, take away your digital wallet, take away your social structure, take away your influence, take away your presence completely, take away your vehicles, crush your house ownership ideas. Your future with God is completely a violation of the narrative, which will end you up in jail if you try to speak freely. All of these things coming against you, and we need people to rise up. And rising up means that you hold on to who you are as a person, a natural and holistic substance called IGF-1. All it does is it rejuvenates, replenishes the decreasing levels of IGF-1 that you have in your body as we age. This stuff decreases naturally. Now, this stuff is making men again. No, this is not a steroid. No, this is not illegal. This was at the center of a controversy with professional athletes when we were talking about the human growth hormone. You remember the big spectacle. This is a multi-million-dollar company that was shut down by the government. That should be endorsement enough. Right there. The federal government will shut down anything that will prevent people from getting sick because they would rather treat sick people, which is why there is a cancer cure out there, but they will not release it. That is why there is a cure for COVID, but they continue to suppress these things. Hundreds of thousands of people have been treated for COVID without the COVAX, without the hoax, but they will not allow you to hear about things like hydroxychloroquine or nitric oxide. They will not allow you to hear about things like ivermectin, things that actually work that are natural and holistic, because they want you to have this COVAX. There's a reason for it. Stop and ask yourself, why is this happening? You can eliminate a lot of this by having a healthy immune system. Part of that healthy immune system is your IGF-1 levels. Now, at keystolife.shop, that's keys, the number two, life.shop. Over there, you will find all of the information that you need. I'm not a book. I'm not an encyclopedia here. I can direct you to where to go to get your own information, and I trust you as the Truth Seekers squad here at the Stu Peters Show to go and do your own research. Do it. Go to keys, the number two, life.shop. Keys to life. .shop and check out this IGF-1 Plus. It's got Long Jack. There's all kinds of different products there. It's for women too, but the main focus here is to make men men again. We got to make America great again, and by doing that, we need real men, not these half-mutated transgender weirdos out here that are feminized and have been inoculated mentally with this bisexual transgender exposure to normality. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. It's just they're indoctrinating your kids. They're taking your freedom away from your boys to be boys. They don't want them to grow up and be men. They want to demasculinize and feminize them. This is how they neutralize any resistance. I'm not saying that women are inherently weak. I'm not putting you down, but I'm saying that men have a purpose in life, and the purpose is to be able to protect the women. Okay, that is my opinion. That is 100% what I believe to my core. And if you don't like it, then you can change the channel. Making Men Men Again. Go to keys2life.shop right now and check this stuff out. Keys2life.shop. It's IGF-1. It's natural. It's holistic. It's already in your body. Protect your immune system. It promotes weight loss the healthy way. It promotes lean muscle gain the healthy way. There's also sleep aids available over there, a whole variety of products. Get over there right now. Until tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Folks, remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the